Happy New Year, Beardos. We've come bearing presents.
That's right, Paul. We thought it'd be fun to kick off 2020 right by giving everybody access to a couple of episodes that up to this point have only been exclusively for our Patreon backers. So we have picked three of our absolute favorite bonus episodes, and we are making them free and accessible to everybody for the month of January. So if you are able to listen to this episode right now, because we're going to take this down once those episodes are no longer free, if you can hear this, then they are still available to you right at this very second.
So the first bonus episode is the Million Dollar Vegan episode, the second Million Dollar Vegan episode, which we just recently did. This is our most recent bonus episode about the kind of second iteration of the Million Dollar Vegan activist initiative.
I think pledge is the word you're looking for.
I was looking for the word initiative, but yes, pledge was probably a more appropriate word, where they were trying to get Donald Trump to go vegan for $1 million. And Andy, I think this is my all-time favorite bonus episode that we've done.
Ooh, so I'm really, Paul,
I just really enjoyed the conversations that we had. I thought it was a very passionate discussion, and I'm also excited for a few more people to hear this episode, to get a few more opinions about this. So that's the first one.
Yes. And when you say Donald Trump was being offered $1 million to go vegan, and it's a little bit more complex than that. this campaign, this nonprofit group was going to donate $1 million to the veterans in his honor if he decided to go vegan for the month of January. He merely needed to tweet out his intention to do it, and they would write the check within 1 hour. And this campaign, very, very controversial within the vegan world. Some people loving it, some people hating it. So we definitely really dive into it. Paul, I have no qualms in giving a spoiler alert right now and saying that I absolutely hated this campaign. So
yes.
There's just so much to get into. So if you would like to hear us doing a good old-fashioned rant, that is the episode for you. The next episode that we put up, which is one of my favorite bonus episodes that we've done,
nice,
is Old Men Yell at Burger, Cross-Contamination, and the Death of Knowing Things.
So this is if you need more of us talking about the Impossible Whopper. This was one of our more recent ones as well. And I think we had just talked about the Impossible Whopper so many times that we said, all right, we do need to talk about it again because it is in the news once again. However, let's make this one a bonus one, just for the people that are sick of us talking about it. But I do still think we had a really good conversation about this.
Yeah, and it is a conversation about the Impossible Whopper, but it's really more about the vegan mainstream reaction to the Whopper coming out, the Impossible Whopper coming out, and the cross-contamination with the shared grill, and really a lot of people bringing up an older argument that I thought had kind of been settled in terms of the cross-contamination debate, but it flared right back up again. This is pre Phil Will suing Burger King for the cross-contamination. So this has not even happened yet. So it is almost more a dissection of vegans' reaction to this, the Impossible Whopper, more so than the ethics of the Impossible Whopper. So it was one of my favorite conversations that we've had.
And then the third one, Andy, is now at this point going a little bit or the ways back. These last two are recent ones. This one's going back a little bit. This was the episode we did about how to start a podcast. And I feel like we're including this one because it's a little bit different than the other two. You know, we had the Paul interviews Andy interviews Paul. Those were available to the public for a little bit. Those were also like a little bit different. So I was like, okay, if we're bringing back three, let's make the third one something different. So if you are interested in getting into the minutia about, you know, how we started our podcast and kind of giving some tips and things we've learned, I guess, then this one is probably for you. I think it's one of those like a look behind the curtain. And if you're interested in that kind of stuff, then I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of content creators over explaining their process and really dissecting what they think about their podcast and their creative process and how things have evolved and changed over time. So this how to start a podcast episode. It's less about these are the microphones to buy and we edit with this program. It's more our philosophy about podcasting in general, how we've seen things change, lessons we've learned over time. So I loved having that conversation. I love when I hear other podcasts sort of do a peek behind the curtain thing. I just eat that stuff up. So if that is something that you are interested in, I would definitely recommend checking that out. So if any of these three have piqued your interest, you can go to the show notes of this episode and we'll put links to all of them. They are not in this main feed right here. They are still on the Patreon page, but you do not need to be pledging any monetary support to us in order to have access to them.
For the month of January.
For the month of January alone. So again, if you are listening to this, you have access to these episodes.
It is January.
So yeah, we hope that you enjoy them. This is our little present to everybody. We appreciate your support. We know not everyone can monetarily support us, but we did want to make these available to people. And also, we're about to be dropping a couple of classic older episodes. So if you're a completist and you've already listened to all of the back catalog and this next month is not going to offer too much new for you, this is a little something new for you. So a little something for everybody.
All right, Andy, I think that's all we got to say.
I think actually you have to say seven more words, Paul.
We are the Bearded Vegans, signing off. Happy New Year, Beardos. We've come bearing presents.
It's a real hard H.
Happy New Year.